Like to share with you out of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, out of the 8th chapter, and supporting scripture coming from the Gospel according to St. Mark, out of the 10th chapter, verse 27, that you've already heard in your hearing. The 8th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning at verse 23, the Bible reads, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Supporting scripture from Mark, the 10th chapter, the 27th verse that you've heard in your hearing. Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." But the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" The basis of those verses, we'd like to propose a question to you this morning. Do you know the man that can? All right. Do you know the man that can? We enter into these gates, and we ought to worship God with our wholehearted spirit and to give God what we can, even when we don't feel good. We still ought to give God our very best, because every day we are asking God, either asking him for something, asking him to do something, or thanking him for something that he's already done. And I don't believe there's an individual in here this morning that could declare that God has not done something for you, that to where you ought to give him some type of recognition. You ought to at least let him know that, Lord, I recognize, I see what you're doing, and I know that it wasn't me, it wasn't that friend, it wasn't nobody but you that stepped in. And those of us that have that story, that testimony, that can say it was going this way, but God stepped in, and I know what God can and will do. And I thank God for being that kind of God, that he can reach us, and he is waiting on us to do those things that we ought to be doing. We ought to be glad to praise God. You were to go by and see some of the people that really want to praise God and can't do like they want to do, it would encourage you to give God more of your time and more of the gifts that he's bestowed upon you, because we're sitting down on God's gifts. And I don't know what we're waiting on, because time waits on no man. These days are passing by so fast, and one day you look in the mirror and your hair was all black. Now you look and it's almost all gray. You look too much longer before you know it, it'll all fall out. It's a blessing. It's a blessing just to be able to know the difference, to know that your body is changing, to know when the weather changes, to know that everything, every day is not the same day. And just because you had trouble yesterday, that don't mean you're going to have trouble today. You got to learn how to let your yesterday be behind you and thank the Lord for another day's journey, another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to do something good for somebody, another opportunity just to get things where you need to be with God. So I'm so happy this morning to inform you that in the midst of all the confusion and all the turmoil that is going on in the world today, despite all the crime and all the injustice, even considering the multitudes of people dealing with sickness and disease, we can all rest assured and know that if we hold on to our hope, there is a better day coming. There is a time coming when we can say that we got joy, unspeakable joy. The reason being, because we serve a mighty God that is always and has been always in control. Even though the enemy seems to be gaining a little ground, you got to understand that at the end of the day, he will not win. He may knock you down, but you don't have to allow him to win the battle. Then you got to learn how to sort of back up and let God fight that battle for you. Even if it's one of those battles that you're fighting within your own flesh, you got to ask the Lord to come in and help you to fight that demon, to help you to get that devil off your back, help you to get those things that are sort of getting your mind confused or making you get off of the right thoughts, because sometimes that's what the enemy wants. He just want to change your way of thinking. He wants you to believe that all of your running, all of your praying has been in vain. But you got to trust the God that you serve. You got to know that God is a God that will always be right there. And as we realize in his word, he teaches us that as the days will come, there comes a time that we ought to be able to put the enemy under our feet. All the rulers of darkness shall be destroyed, and the people that are believers that are called by his name will forever stand as victors, because we got the victory through the power and the love and life of Jesus the Christ. We hear over and over again, and we are always here for these next several months, people stressing the importance of letting our voices be heard through our vote. We must exercise that right so that so many of our people that suffered and died for us to have this opportunity, that their dying had not been in vain. We got to come out of the woodwork and swarm the polls to carry out our civic duty, but pray that God would give us the insight to pick the right man, or as we are challenged with at this time in our life, the woman for the job. Whoever it might be, you ought to consult God. You ought to have your own mind. You need to stop sitting back and saying that they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. Because when you take that mentality, when you have that attitude about it, you're basically saying, I don't care what they do. But as soon as things begin to get rough, as soon as things begin to close in on you, then you begin to wonder, where's the help at? Well, when you had an opportunity to be a help, you decided to use your mind of negative thinking and decided, I'm not going to go out there. But you got to let your voice be heard. There's a whole lot that you cannot do, but those things that you can do, we got to stop blaming it on the other man and realize that we got to take some control. We got to take some responsibility for our lives. We got to take responsibilities and know that those things that we do in life, there are consequences. When those consequences come, we just got to face it just as it is. I thank God, because we got to realize that as we keep our ears open and as we listen, let us pray and let us think and let us learn how to read between the lines. Don't take everything at face value. Just because it sounds good and it tickle your ears for a little bit, that's all that's designed to do anyway. Just to say, just enough to get your attention and to rob you of your right way of thinking. But if you consult God first, then I believe that things will work out for our good. We got to understand that you can't let nobody else get into your mind. We got a lot of folk that just sit and they like to watch it so they can find somebody that want to talk about it. And that's all they want to talk about. Well, if you're going to watch it all day, you're going to talk about it all day. Well, what good is it? You don't have but one vote. And you can't change nobody's mind, because regardless of what they tell you, when they get behind the curtain, they're going to do what they want to do. Nobody but the Lord our God realizes and recognizes who you're going to vote for. You can tell them anything when you come out. You hadn't forgot how to tell a lie, have you? Lie about everything else, we'll lie about that too. We know that it's been said, don't mix church and state. But yet at the same time, we are the same people. And it's important for us to know that it happens to us on both sides. It happens to be both worlds. If you are a child of the king, then you cannot escape the government. If you are in the United States of America and you're part of this government society, you cannot escape the fact that God made you from the dust of the ground, so you are still a child of a mighty king. And so you can't allow yourself to let your faith in God be belittled because of what they say that they're going to do. You got to know who your God is. You got to know who the shepherd really is. Are you going to depend on man, or are you going to depend on a God that can fix and do anything that needs to be done? My first advice to you would be to listen and follow the advice of the wisest man, one of the wisest men that we ever heard of, by the name of King Solomon.
who tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Hear what God said in the word. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not the president, not the preacher, not the deacon, not the banker, not the lawyer, but trust in the Lord. And don't just trust in him just in your mind of what you think, but trust him with all of thine heart. And then he said, lean not unto thine own understanding. Yeah, you know some things, but you don't know everything. Anybody in here know that you can learn something new? You can even learn something new from a child that just got here. You got to understand that it's not all about you anyway. You got to lean not to your own understanding and in all of thy ways. Now, not in those days that you feel like doing the right thing. Not in those days when you want to go through the motions of we are at church. But where is the church at inside of you? These walls ain't going to say one word. These walls can't praise the Lord. The pews can't praise the Lord. That organ can't do nothing but sit there and let somebody with a gifted hand get there and make those keys tingle. And then a sound is going to come out. But as long as it sit there and nobody gets on it, it's just a piece of furniture sitting there for no good. Are you a piece of furniture sitting up in God's house this morning? If you say you got faith in God, faith ought to be known by your works. And that don't mean that you can do everything, because I found out a long time ago, you can't do it all. Amen. That's why I declare and beg for help, because I found out we need some help. We need help to work in this vineyard. We need help to get people to go to the poll. We need help to get people to change their mindset. You got to know who God is. And if you know who he is, then you know that he'll be right there. Songwriter said that at the pen in the song that the Lord God leads you. And he let us know that he is a mighty good leader. Will you let the Lord lead you, or are you going to continue to lead yourself? We got some folk that you can't tell nothing. God, I didn't say that. We don't care what you go through. You don't want nobody to tell you anything. But there's going to come a time you're going to want to hear some sound doctrine. There's going to come a time that you're going to hear that somebody's praying for you. You need to know that God is going to be right there by your side. If you say that he is our shepherd, he is our king, that we must totally depend on him for our well-being. He is not like man, for he is undefiled and he is holy. Most importantly, there is nothing that he cannot do. I'm reminded this last week, as I told you, I'm so glad that the Lord God is on my side. Are you glad this morning that the Lord is on your side? In the world that we are accustomed to living in, we have been blessed to see the modification of things and the transforming from the plain and simple days of a slow-paced world. And it used to be hurry up and wait. But now we have things right there at our touch. We consider the young days at the space age. You know, when we used to think that things are going to change many years from now. And before we knew it, we blinked and things has changed. We got folk walking around now that if you showed them a 45 record, they'd say, what is that? If some of them, even if you showed them cassette tape, they'd say, what is that? And don't pull out one of those 8-track tape players. They say, what kind of contraption is that? They walk around now with a whole computer in their hand, and they have access to anybody, anything, and anywhere. So you got to be very careful, because you are trying to do some things to allow them to have some things, but don't allow things to override their mind. Now you got to understand, because if you look at folk, they don't have this face-to-face interacting and talking to one another anymore. They'd rather text you. They'd rather email you. But isn't it good sometimes to be able to go and look in that brother's eyes and to just talk, and sometimes you can get a better feel of where they're coming from when you're with them. But you can't tell what's going on when you're on the telephone. Somebody send you a text, you can't tell that they got an attitude. The words sound right, so it looks like everything's all right. They may be sitting there talking trash about you. So I'm not going to send back the response that I like to send back. I'll just say, okay. We got any of those short answers in here? See, we done moved into a society now that we think that everything is going to be everything that you want it to be. But I thank God that we've made some advances, and we got to realize that now you can go and you can touch a screen and things will appear. You can slide your finger and things will disappear. You can touch another screen and other things will just jump up. And now we are so modernized that all we want to do is get caught up into our electronics. We have some folk that are obsessed with electronics. We got to be very careful, because it's going to soon rob us of not only our minds and our time, but it's going to take away our soul. Some of us can't even sit in God's house without texting somebody. I had to find out in a meeting that there's a time when I'm already on Facebook before we get out of church. Had a couple yesterday, and I always say and ask to make sure that we do things the way that they want them done. Do you want them to not take pictures? Do you want them to not have their cell phones and things out? And we had decided that that wasn't going to be the plan of the day. Soon as we stepped out and got in place. On this side of the church, there was a line full of phones, iPad, and everything going on already. So the only thing I could do, I leaned over to the groom and said, "Now, you see what I said? It's your call, what you want to do. I'll shoulder it, but what you want to do." He said, "Well, they already started, so let them go." That's going to be on you now. We can't capture other folks' memories and act like they're ours. All of us that have received or have a cell phone, you know what? You can go to the restaurant, and it's not just the young folk. Every old man, every old woman walking through, they got big phones on the side of their hip. They're pulling out them phones out of those purses, and they sitting there, they talking on the phone just like the young folk. So don't think just because you got old, you can't do it. If you want to do it, you can do it. Some of you just don't decide to do it, but there are a whole lot of y'all out there. Changes. But we got to understand that God needs us to make some proper changes. There was a time in every community that there was a handyman. Man that could fix or do a little bit of everything. Those days when we used to have a little something happen with the car, and you call what we called in that day the jackleg mechanic. In other words, he know how to do some things. He may not have no license, but he can get you running. He can get there and be a MacGyver on that thing. He may not have the right tools, but he can rig up something to make you get from A to B. But now, have you noticed how they done stopped that mess? Now all of the automobiles come out with a computerized memory bank that you got to take it back to either the dealer, or you got to take it to somebody that got some good equipment, or you can't get your car running again. So things have changed, sometimes for the good, and sometimes it's not for our good. All of this high-tech stuff, that we got to understand that things are getting worse instead of getting better. Bible teaches us that we become wiser, but yet we will be weaker. How many times have we heard when things break down or stop working properly, somebody always say, "I know a man. I know a man that can fix it." And if you realize it, all you got to do is just call him. But how about now we done got into this other thing that you don't have to know a man. All you got to do in the cyber world is to have the right app. If you got the right app, it'll lead you to the right man. I know a little bit of what I'm talking about, but I can't do a whole lot of what I said. No shame in my game. I stay in my lane. Marlena tell you, when I need something, I call somebody. But we got to understand. We got to understand that times have changed. There was a time that a man would go out and work hard. A man would do the very best that he knew how to do. And then there's sometime a man will say that I can do this and I can do that. But just because he say he can fix it, how many of you know that that don't mean he can fix it? Now, so some of us got some fixes that has caused more trouble than good. You got enough folk that come by to fix something and they done made matters worse. So now you got to call a real fixer to take care of what your so-called fixer could not do. Sometimes when you try to save a dollar, you end up spending $50 more because you done messed up something. And now you got to get an extra part to go with that part that you done screwed up. The reality of life is that there are some things that man cannot do. Out of all of man's achievements and out of all of the records that they may have broken along the way, there are some things that are yet still impossible for a mere man. Man made of the dust of the ground, created in the image of God, could not even move without the breath of God in our nostrils and the blood of God in our veins. And even though we were made to have dominion and power, we still have a degree of power, but we fell short because of disobedience. Because of our disobedience, we found out that God had to do some things that man just cannot do. He wants us to do the things that are right, but man got to understand that he did not make himself. And then too many times we put ourselves above too many others. And I want to let you know this morning that you need to know the man that can do the thing that needs to be done in your life. Whether it's material things or things around the house or most importantly, I want to talk about that man that can do something about the condition of your heart. I'm not talking about the heart surgeon. They got some very intelligent men and women now that are working in the hospitals and are saving many of our people. And I thank God for every one of them for the gift that God has implanted in their hands. But then you got to understand that it takes God to actually be the real healer. Because you're not going to die if it's not your time anyhow. There's a thing that they're going to do, and some of those things that they're done may have brought you back or may have put some things into perspective, but if it was time for you to go, no matter what they try to do, you're going to go when the Lord God get ready. We know man, the man that we see. We know man that was made of the dust of the ground, but I want to talk to you about the man that was in the Word, the man of the Word that was made flesh. John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Our Savior walked among us for 33 years, completed his mission that his Father had sent him here to do. And the only thing he came to do was to save us from our sin, sick souls. We got to understand that it's time for us to know that the Lord God has already paved the way. We ought to be forever grateful to praise a God like that. I don't know about you, but I thank God for this God, a God that is able to do what no other man is able to do. I thank God for the illustration that Jesus gives us in the gospel according to St. Mark. It said Jesus looked around and about and he said unto his disciples, how can a rich man get into the kingdom of God? Disciples were so astonished at his words and they began to answer again and said unto him, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Now, Jesus wasn't saying that it can't happen, but he just letting them know that it's very difficult for a rich man to give up his riches. See, that there come a time when you got to know what you love. If you're going to say the heart is that's where your treasure is, what is your treasure? You got to treasure the power of a loving God. Jesus gives an example. He said it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, if you use your imagination, if you've ever seen a needle and seen a piece of thread, it's very hard sometimes to get that thread to go through the eye of the needle. So how in the world are you going to be able to get a whole camel to go through that eye? So God let them know that there's something that man just cannot do. You got to trust the power of a loving God. And I just stopped by to let you know this morning that Jesus is looking upon them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with our God. For with God all things are possible. I serve a God this morning that is able to do anything that needs to be done in our life. I thank God for being God all by himself. And I know that there's some things that man cannot do. But I thank God that I don't belong to a man. I belong to the power of a loving God. I belong to a God that holds us all in the palm of his hand. And as long as we're in the hand of God, God is able to do what nobody else can do. I know a man that got all power this morning. And my question to you this morning is that, do you know this man? And do you know the man that can do what needs to be done? There are a whole lot of folks that say, I know a man, but I want to let you know he can't compare to the man I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man that can lay sound asleep and hear everything that's going on in your life. I'm talking about a man that now that he's back in glory, he never slumbered, neither does he sleep. Every man that you know got to lay down and rest a little while. But I serve a God that is always on board. I serve a God that is always right there. Is there anybody that loved the Lord this morning? Anybody know the Son of Man? Anybody know that the God would be right by your side? I just stopped by to let you know something about my God. For my God let you know that when a storm comes up in your life, is there anybody in the house that ever had a storm to rise up in your life? It seemed like everything was going on all right, but as soon as you got one thing worked out, another problem was on the way. And that storm began to blow so hard that the wind began to blow you to and fro. You began to scratch your head and say, I don't believe that it's worth it all. I'm tired of trying to do the best that I know how to do. And every time I turn around, somebody's talking about me. Somebody always got a dagger in my back. But I stop by to tell somebody, don't worry about what the naysayers and they say. All you got to do is trust the power of a loving God. You got to increase your faith and believe in the power of God. For I found out that one day when Jesus was running around on the other side, and they began to get tired and say, let's go to the other side. So the Lord God said, let us all get in the ship. Jesus got in the ship and the disciples followed him. When they got in the ship, they began to see that a tempest began to rise up in the sea. It's so much that the ship was covered with all kinds of waves. Have you ever been on a ship and the water got a little contrary and the boat began to rock from one side to another? You might not be drinking and you might not be drunk, but you find yourself wobbling all around and you began to feel a little bad down on the inside. And every now and again, you got to hold on to something and say, Lord, I'll be glad when this boat stop rocking. But how many of you know they just don't want to stop rocking? The more you want it to stop, the more the wave begun to come in. But I want to tell somebody about a man that is able to talk to the wind. I'm talking about a man that can talk to the sea and the sea will obey. Is there anybody that knows this man? A man that is able to open up his mouth. A man that can speak and it comes into existence. A man that can say, come, and if you come, everything will be all right. I just stopped by to tell somebody that if you got faith in the power of a loving God, all ye that are faithful and got faith in God, don't believe what no naysayers say. Don't believe that you cannot make your journey. For I serve a God that's right there by your side. I serve a God that will make you wonder. I serve a God that will make you be astonished. I serve a God that will make you go, wow, wow. Oh, Lord, what a God I serve. I serve a God that is able when my body is in pain. I serve a God that can reach down into your sick room and he can touch your feeble body. Am I talking to anybody in here? Do you know that man that stopped by your bedroom? That man that stopped by the hospital? That man that stopped by the jailhouse and reminded your loved one it's going to be all right? I know a man this morning that can do anything but fail. I found found out that with men some things are impossible. But oh no, not with my God. My God can do anything but fail. My God is able. My God is able. And as I see my God right now, and the disciples are going across on the ship, the ship is reeling and rocking, and all of a sudden they began to get afraid. Is there anybody ever had fear in your life? Anybody ever had to call out for a little bit of help? Say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, I need somebody. I need somebody in my life. I need somebody to stop the wave, because the wind blowing too hard. The lightning is flashing too much. I hear the thunder rolling, and the thunder is shaking my very room. And I'm not going to crawl in a corner and go to sleep. When I was a little boy, and the storm began to rise, and the storm began to blow, I'd crawl up on the bed and get a nap. And after the nap, the storm would be done blowed over. But I thank my God now. I know that the Lord God is doing his work. And as long as the God is doing it, it's going to be all right. For I believe that we ought to be like the disciples. If your Savior land there fast asleep, and you're afraid for your life, don't be too proud to cry out. See, we got some folk hurting this morning, and you got too much pride to say, I love the Lord. We got too much pride to say, I need God in my life. We got too much pride to say, I did some wrong, and Lord, now I need you to help me make it right. Is there anybody in the house that need to wake your Jesus up? Get up, Jesus. I need you to come and see about me. Get up, my God. The wind is blowing too hard. It done got so dark, I can't see the sunshine no more. But I thank my God that after the wind blow, after the storm rise, the bright sun is going to come again. God got up and say, oh, ye of little faith, why are you so fearful? Why are you afraid right now? I'm right here in the boat with you. And as long as I'm here with you, everything will be all right. But my God got up anyhow. And my God said, peace, be still. He said, wind, stop blowing. He said, waves, calm down. And all of a sudden, the wind came to a cease. The wave began to stop rowing, and the sheep in the boat began to run around in peace. And the disciples said, what manner of man is this, that even the sea and the wind will obey his very voice? With men, some things are impossible, but not with God. If God can stop the wind from blowing just by speaking the word, what do you think he'll do for the storm that is in your life? All of us have some storms to rise. But you don't have to run and duck and hide all the time. Know how you used to be young and the storm come up? If you get a chance, you dash out there in the rain. Felt good, especially on a hot, sunny day. But when it got so bad to where fear comes in your heart. We're living in a time where we still got older people that are still afraid of the storm. But if we would just understand that that's God, God's not going to hurt us. We know that the elements cause us a lot of tragedies at times. That's God. But the same God that allows these things to happen, he comes in and he rescues. He comes in and he saves souls. He comes in and he gives people their hope back. He gives them another place to abode. And now that they know that this world is not my home, and I got another building. The Bible declares it is eternal in the heavens. So I just come this morning to ask that question. Do you know the man that can? Or are you still dealing with a jack leg?